Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our coming days study, we taught that it is not God's will that even one man should be lost. Listen closely as we start at that point today. But he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, 2 Peter 3:9 tells us. He still wants you to be saved. Yes, he's going to cast the lost into an eternal lake of fire where they never cease to exist, where there's no escape. That is not his desire, but if they reject his way of salvation, that's what he's going to be doing. He would have all men to come to repentance. God wants you to be saved. You remember the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000? Remember how that come about? There's a little boy with two fish and five loaves of bread. Now, we think of loaves like that as probably a little, a small thing. But they take the two fish and the five loaves of bread, and they feed 5,000 men besides the women and children with them. He started with five loaves and two fishes. Now, doesn't it sound a little bit greedy to take up 12 baskets that remain? But he said, take it up so that nothing is lost. See, our Lord's not a great waster at all. So he says, take it up that nothing be lost. I like that. I like that because it tells me my Lord cares about the little thing. And so they take it up. And they get 12 baskets. You see, Noah is a sign, just as Lot is a sign. But this too is a sign. Jesus wants us, as a church, as the believers, to bring the lost to Christ. He's not willing that any should perish. Not even a little fragment. Every little fragment is important. Every soul. Is important to him. Yes. He starts out with five loaves and two fishes, and they take up 12 baskets. They take it up so that nothing is lost. I like the frugality of our Lord and his care for other people in it. Now, it must be understood that the tribulation will be missed by Christians because the Christian is raptured before it starts. You see, it's not a time of judgment and purification of the believer. It is a time of judgment and the tribulation of the ungodly, those without God. Again, this is before the millennium. You say, well, preacher, if God is going to rapture all the saved out of here, why have this 7-year period? Why have this 7-year period of judgment after judgment? It's been poured out upon the earth. Why not just as soon as the Christians are caught up, come back and judge them and take care of it right there, right then? I believe we do find an answer that very pertinent question in Revelation chapter 9 and verse 21. Because we find that in the book of Revelation, he's been pouring out his judgment. He has poured out the seal judgments. He's poured out the trumpet judgments, and on we could go, the trumpets, and now he's just one judgment after another throughout this tribulation. We see it there. We find out that men are being stung by a creature from hell. It's something like a scorpion. Now, they sell out of the bottomless pit. I wonder if these creatures were made for hell. And that's why the worm bite not, and they torment men day and night. And they feel that stuff. They actually feel that pain, the torment and everything that goes with it. So I believe that that is something that is coming. And so this, when they, these locusts, in chapter 9, they bite or sting men, whatever it is they do, and the people are paralyzed. There's a great company of the kings of the East who are obviously a coalition with the Chinese army. And as they're coming, they're destroying everything in their way. That's why we say in the tribulation period, over half the world's population will be destroyed, and I think you see a lot of it right here in the 1040 window. Oftentimes, it is through wild animals, through hunger, through various types of persecutions, and horrible deaths. But we find here, as he's poured out his judgments, and they sting them, and these people will begin to cry. They want to kill themselves, and they can't kill themselves. No matter how hard they try, I believe they're paralyzed with this kind of pain. And so we wonder, looking at that, how can this God be good? Well, Revelation 9:21 says, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries. Nor their murders, nor their sorceries. Sorceries is from the Greek word pharmakeia. We get our English word pharmacy from that word. It has the idea of black magic with the use of drugs. Now, isn't it interesting that as you look around today, even in cartoons with boys and girls, the emphasis is on magic, and then the emphasis is on drugs today in the culture, throughout the culture, not just our culture, the culture around the world. We're told, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornications, nor of their thefts. So after great trials and great violent deaths and over the paralyzing afflictions, seeing all that, these people still do not repent. Half the world's population is dying. They hear the warnings, and they will not repent. Scripture shows that when God appoints a time of great judgment, he prepares a door of deliverance for that minority who will repent and seek him. In Noah's day, God said, this world is wicked. It is terrible. I need to destroy it. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. 8 people were saved. However, there did come a point in which God closed the door to the ark. There's a point in which God closes the door on a person's life who has rejected him and rejects him. And they pass up their opportunity of the grace of God saving their soul. 2 Peter 3:9, it says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish. That is, he's not willing that any should go to hell, but that all should come to repentance. Now, that's a great verse. But verse 10 says, but the day of the Lord will come. That day comes when he is going to shut the door, and he will shut the door. Jesus said in Matthew 24, it will be as the days of Noah. Things will be prosperous. Things are going on. Eating, drinking, giving in marriage, building. And it turns suddenly. Revelation 3:8 tells us that there's a door which no man can shut. When God opens the door, no man can shut it. Jesus states in John 10 that he is the door. If that day of rapture, that eventful day, if that were today, the question is would you be prepared? If you are saved, would you like to be more like Noah, or would you like to be more like Lot? In Luke 13:25, Jesus says, when once the master of the house has risen up and has shut to the door, and you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, open to us, he shall answer and say unto you, I know not whence ye are. Perhaps there are people who are going to say, hey, this thing about the rapture, it was true. It was true. But it'll be too late then. It will just be too late. You see, this is even a 7-year tribulation. That's what it is. This is a 7-year tribulation. God is holding out, hoping that more people will exercise their free will to come to him for their salvation. He does not work that way with Christians. And as he pours out this judgment on the earth, he's hoping that these unsaved people will see it and be saved. With Christians, it is different. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 8 states, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, my son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou be rebuked of him. So we see, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.